This is On Mill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. The On Mill Radio News at 11 a.m. Justin Cornell. President George Weah has made additional appointments in government pending confirmation by the Liberian Senate where applicable. Those appointed are George Sherman, Deputy Minister for Prevention Services, and James Fokwa, Assistant Minister for Administration at the Ministry of Health. Others are Elizana Gaku, Assistant Minister for Administration at the Ministry of Labor, Rebecca McGill, Deputy Minister for Administration, and Ojukwu Yimpan, Assistant Minister for Tax Policy at the Ministry of Finance and Development Planning. The President also appointed Joseph Howard as Deputy Managing Director for Operations, Transmission, and Distribution at the Liberia Electricity Corporation. Marcus Soko, Deputy Director General for Operations of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Joseph Talu, Deputy Director General for Operations, Forestry Development Authority, and Tennessee Plewon, Deputy Director General for Administration, FDA. Former Inspector General of the Liberia Police, Gregory Como, has been appointed as Director General for the Bureau of Concessions, and former House Speaker Emmanuel Nukwe goes to the Liberia Civil Aviation Authority as Director General. President George Weah has commended OMIL for its long-standing support to the peace and stability of Liberia. He gave special recognition to OMIL police and military officers who left their families to keep peace in Liberia. The president spoke yesterday at an occasion marking the honorary and farewell ceremony of police and military personnel who have served the United Nations mission in Liberia. The ceremony was held at OMIL headquarters in Sinka. President Weah told the officers that the Liberian people will remain grateful to them for their bravery and service to Liberia. The Special Representative of the UN Secretary General, Fariz Zarif, said the occasion signifies the most important benchmark in the history of the United Nations in West Africa. He said the event further signifies the completion of a successful mission in Liberia with honor and professionalism. The United States Agency for International Development, the Embassy of Sweden, and the University of Liberia will this week launch the Liberia Development Conference Anthology Program. The anthology is a compilation of 39 analytical papers that discuss Liberia's development challenges and opportunities. Each paper takes a particular development challenge Liberia faces, such as promoting private sector competition, barriers to universal health coverage, and youth empowerment. The National Youth Movement for Transparent Election, NEMO, has honored 30 fellows in Monrovia. Speaking to OMIL Radio, the program director of the movement says those honored were youths who played pivotal roles during the peaceful transition in Liberia recently. Mr. Aaron Weah said during the period leading up to the elections, series of trainings were conducted with these young people from political parties, youth wings, student leader groups, as well as community-based organizations. They were recruited to be trained for responsible campaigning, constructive engagements, and debates during the electioneering period. The news is coming to you from OMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Child adoptions are on the rise in South Sudan after 5 years of civil war. The children may be traded for cattle or used as servants and wives. Kidnapping between tribes appears to have increased as people become more desperate because of the widespread hunger and devastated economy. And a Kenyan opposition supporter has been charged with treason over his involvement in the inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga last month. Mr. Mangunga was charged with being present and consenting to the administration of an oath which resulted in treason, as well as taking part in an unlawful assembly and engaging in organized criminal activity. He was brought before a court in Kenya, some 50 miles south of Nairobi, where he had been expected to appear. That's the OMIL Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMIL, you can log on to www.omil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omil2003, or twitter/omilnews. I am Justin Connor. Good morning.